you call that?
I don't know.
Kind of like a merry-go-round, only homemade.
Sort of. Yeah, like carousel, maybe? Maybe around a carousel.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it.
Swing.
Huh?
A swing?
Okay, just a second. And what could you carry coal in?
Bucket, maybe.
And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
I don't know.
You know the metal? An old-fashioned stove, I mean.
Franklin stove, like that?
Uh-huh. You know what you call that round metal? Do you ever hear people talk about a stovepipe or a flue?
Stovepipe, flue, yes, I've heard that.
Huh?
Yes, but I thought that was part of the chimney.
What's that?
The stovepipe, I thought that was part of the chimney.
What are you pictured as?
Well, I thought the stovepipe was just like a chimney. It just keeps on going up.
And if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy, something you could use to move them, and it's got a wheel in the front. And
wheelbarrow.
Any other names for that?
No, I don't think so.
Do you ever hear call a Georgia buggy?
No.
And what everybody drives nowadays is a
car.
Any other name for a car?
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it, grease it.
And you say yesterday he
oiled.
Or he
greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And if your door hinge was squeaking, you could put a few drops of
oil.
And what did they used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene oil.
Any other name for that?
They used to use whale oil.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to
test it.
Or when they put it in the water, they call that
launching the boat.
What different kinds of boats do people have?
Well, there's a fishing boat, ski boat.
What do you mean a fishing boat?
Well, you go fishing in it.
Is it motor? Does it have a
motor? You can have rowboats, you can have sailboats.
What shape is a rowboat?
Well, it's mostly like a, it's a small 10-foot boat, 10-foot long boat, 4-foot wide, V-shaped hull, with, oar locks on it, and you row like that.
Flat across the back?
Flat across the back, yes. Straight across the back.
What do you call the ones that are straight across the front and the back?
That'd be more like a barge.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a john boat or a bathtub?
Heard of a john boat. That's a mostly flat bottom boat that you can get up in shallow water.
Is it pointed at the end or does it matter?
It's kind of flat across both two ends too.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says to him, now here, what you
put on the clothes?
Well, she hands him the clothes and says, here.
Take the clothes.
Did you say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes, or how would you say that?
Here are your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, you don't need to be scared,
I won't hurt you.
Would you ever use the word ain't?
No.